I know you take the games one at a time, but are you guys putting stuff in the last 2-3 weeks, even today, to get ready for the playoffs because of what you didn't have when you got to the Super Bowl necessary last year?
Yeah, I can't say that. You know, that might be a question for Coach Fox or some sort. I think we're trying to beat the opponent that we're playing that week, you know, and this is a good win against Buffalo this week and try to find a way to beat San Diego, a team that's, you know, playing well. They play tonight. They got a big game tonight. They came out coming off a big win, you know, last week, and a team that, you know, there's a lot of familiarity between, you know, two teams and the coaching staffs, and a team that we played 3 times last year. And so got to go to their place in a division game. It'll be a big game.
Yeah, can you talk about?
I can hear you. I don't think the mic thing a little bit overkill.
What, okay, but, yeah. What, Wes Welker? He had probably his best game.
Yeah, Wes played good. Wes, I thought his little seam route down the middle really kind of jump started us, and you know Buffalo's got a good defense, and thought that play, you know, sort of, you know, we had a disappointing first drive, had that great field position, and didn't do much. We had a couple of penalties that really put us in long downs and distances that we weren't able to overcome, which were disappointing. But that particular series hit Wes on that post route down the middle, which was a huge play, and, you know, hit him on a couple other things. He made a nice back shoulder catch down there on the sideline. That, you know, both, he had really – I know two catches that I know that set up, you know, both touchdowns, and did a good job on a couple of the shorter passes as well. So, you know, real pleased with Wes. He's played hard all year. You know, I know all those guys, you know, want their number to be called every single play. It doesn't always happen that way. And, you know, this was not, you know, sort of the game for, you know, the receivers to have a lot of big numbers. But Wes played well and helped us get this victory today.
Hank, can you talk a little about CJ? Obviously, the guy gets so many yards after contact. Are there moments where you're even surprised? You think he stopped and he...
Yeah, it's impressive to watch. Sometimes I get... I get a minus on my grade sheet for not carrying out my fake, but I like to kind of watch. I mean, I kind of like to see him because I have a good view of it back there, and he makes a lot of guys miss, like you said. You know, there was a third down audible today. We checked to a run play, and there was a guy kind of free in the hole, and he made him miss and got the first down, and he's done that a number of times. So that's one of those things, like I said last week, that's hard to coach, and it's a nice thing to have as a running back kind of in your arsenal, and he made some really good runs today, I thought.
Last question,
he didn't catch a lot of passes today, but as far as being tough, Emmanuel Sanders is about as tough a guy as I've seen out there in a while.
We got a lot of tough guys. Emmanuel was really tough. DT was beat up a little bit. I thought he played, you know, under some pain today, and he's a tough guy. Wes is as tough as they come, but, yeah, no question, Emmanuel popped up from a big hit. And, yeah, toughness is not a – that is – there's no question about how tough he is. I think he's displayed that throughout this season.
Thanks,
Peyton. Okay.